On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on your workplace. More and more workplaces have Spanish-speaking workers. Because of that, companies are finding they need to do something about workers' English skills to reduce turnover and improve customer service. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what's happening at Jack in the Box restaurants.
Araceli Hernandez moved to California from Mexico City 2 years ago. She quickly found work in the kitchen of this Orange County Jack in the Box.
I'm start prep the lettuce, tomato, and then I learn fryer and then cashier. And then I'm learning to cook.
Hernandez is also learning to speak more English thanks to a take-home teaching tool adapted from a child's toy. It's a battery-operated LeapPad tablet with interactive textbooks designed specifically for Spanish-speaking hospitality workers.
First, I have to turn on.
Bienvenido al libro uno de Sed de Saber. Welcome to book one of Sed de Saber.
Sed de Saber, or Thirst for Knowledge, was developed by an Orange County company called Retention Education. The vocabulary covers a variety of work skills and everyday life skills. Workers practice by recording their own voice and comparing it to a pronunciation model.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Escucha. ¿Te oyes como el ejemplo?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
In the last 10 months, Retention Education has sold about 20,000 of the English kits. Restaurant chains like Chili's and Carl's Jr. have become language labs, along with Hilton and Hyatt Hotels. Jack in the Box bought more than 4,000 of the kits, at least two for each of its restaurants. The training's voluntary. Vice President Mark Blankenship says employees have responded enthusiastically.
They felt that the company cared about them because really it was all about personal development. This wasn't something the company said, you need to do this to keep your job or anything like that. It was really about the company saying, we're going to provide a vehicle for you, if you're interested, to, expand your horizons.
Jack in the Box spent close to $1 million, or about 5% of its profits last quarter, buying the Sed de Saber kits. The company thinks the investment will pay off in reduced worker turnover and improved customer service. At the restaurant where Hernandez works, manager Katie Morgan proudly shows off the four customer service awards her team has won. Morgan, who's an Indian immigrant, says about 80% of her workers speak a native language other than English.
There are a few of us that speak English only, but of the ones that native language is not English, they still speak English. Even if it's broken English, they can communicate to me what they want, especially their time off.
Ana, can I change my shift on Wednesdays?
Después de oír la señal, di esto.
Shift on Wednesdays?
Shift on Wednesdays?
The kits are designed for workers to study on their own time and at their own pace. Hernandez practices for about half an hour after her shift each day, and she gets some extra help from her siblings, who lived in the U.S. longer.
My brother talks perfect English, my brothers and my sister. And them talk to me in English too every time, so that helped me. And I listen songs in English. I love the Beatles. Yes.
Hernandez's manager says she seems more confident speaking English now. She's on the second to last of the workbooks, and while the material is more difficult, Hernandez knows she can do it.
Because we are in USA, so we have to learn English. It's so important for to get a good job.
Co-workers at the restaurant are lined up to use the language kit as soon as Hernandez finishes. Meanwhile, Retention Education is planning additional workbooks tailored for the construction trades. The company is also working on a course to help employers and other English speakers learn Spanish. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.